Welcome to the Street Smarts Podcast, Episode 5. My name is Matt Bonavita, here with my boy Nick.
Hello, everyone.
Nick Shelsey, and of course with us is Yakov Leonov. Say hello, Yakov.
How's it going?
That's Yakov.
The one who sounds 24.
Bless his heart.
Not 18.
Right. Right. Looks he 18. Just,
yes. Right. Damn, you beat me to the punch.
All right. So this is episode 5. And, you know, this is one that I thought up of. Listen to me. There's one I thought up. And the topic is Star Wars.
Matt, did you think this when you watched the fifth time of Force Awakens?
Yeah. Sometime during the fifth time of The Force Awakens, I thought, we should do one. Because I could hear Nick, even though he didn't know I went to see it 5 times until just now. I could hear him hating on me in my head.
I did know when you saw it the first time,
right?
We were away and you got up early on purpose to go see it, which was unbelievable.
Yeah. We were in Dallas for Jets Dallas, and it was a long Friday night with all of our friends. And Saturday morning I got up and I met my baby cousins and my older cousins out in Arlington, 20 minutes away or half hour away. And I watched it for the first time with them, and that was awesome because I got to see it with kids. So watching it with kids was even better. Next time I went with Yakov.
So watching it with kids still didn't change.
Right. And then the next three
well
times,
played.
The next 3 times I saw it on my own. Sadly, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on like a random Wednesday.
Did you get the matinee price? I hope.
Oh, I did. Oh, you know it.
God. I beat you to your Jewish punch.
So yeah, today our topic is Star Wars. Yeah. All right, that should send chills up your spine. What do you
John Williams with the heat.
It should send chills through your pocket protector.
Well, I don't know if I guess Star Wars. I what do you want to name this podcast, Nick? Star Wars? Is it for nerds or not? Or Star Wars is nerd heaven?
Streets Wars.
I don't know. Yeah. I have Star Wars is the force with you,
right,
or against you? I don't really know.
Star Wars has left Nick. Nick, speechless. So
it has.
That's rare.
It's a rare thing.
Yeah. So that's who did it. Star Wars. Now, since I'm the oldest one here, I wasn't old enough to have actually gone to see Star Wars in a movie theater. I was 2 years old at the time when it came out, but I did see Empire Strikes Back in a movie theater when I was 8. So that was fucking awesome. And I played with all. I had Millennium Falcon, all that shit. Except I took my shit out of the packages and actually played with the action figures and the whole nine. It was great.
And still do to this day.
I have one. I have an X-Wing fighter right up there, as a matter of fact. Poe Dameron's X-Wing fighter. I even have a lightsaber now, too. So
isn't that a Y-Wing?
That's an X-Wing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's right next to your collection of broken dreams and
and gypsy tears. So, well, let's start here. Do you have? Let's start with the youngest one here, Yakov. Do you have any recollections once you got off the boat from Russia of Star Wars?
Oh yeah, definitely. If you guys remember Blockbuster,
yes,
yes, I remember renting out. Yes, I actually rented, renting out the first episode 1, where everyone thinks that was the most terrible movie that I should have never created, and Jar Jar Binks should not be in existence. Yeah, yeah. I remember watching that and thinking that, wow, I was like, wow,
You liked that movie?
Yeah, I loved it. It was like the first one that I saw.
Oh my
god. And then I realized that there was actually more, which is the prequels for the rest of them. And I saw those on VHS after that.
You saw the prequels first?
No, I saw episode one first, and then I saw the prequels because I didn't know what existed.
The prequels are episode one, dude.
Ah, shit.
I mean the original one.
Right.
Yes, the original one, right. Yes. I'm mixing it up.
It's very confusing because, you know, what is it, 4, 5, and 6 were made in the 70s. And then the newer ones, the first, second, are made more recently, so it's confusing to people who aren't huge nerds.
Right. Well, I think huge nerds. I think most people know that the original ones were 4, 5, and 6. Now and then, the prequels. Were
yeah,
one,
most
two,
people like people in you know the Sudan.
Right.
And,
yeah, they know they definitely know because they get all those Super Bowl T-shirts after the fact. So maybe they get Star Wars T-shirts too.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
You're going to talk about Machete Order? Is that what you're going to discuss?
No, there's actually like a theory. Well, actually, like a thing online where someone suggests on how to watch the proper way about watching all the six episodes.
Well, in there's something called Machete Order, which is you forget episode one, so you watch episode four. Then you see episode 5 and you're left with a cliffhanger. Then you go watch episode 2 and episode 3, which explains Darth Vader to you. And then you go back to episode 6, which is the end, Return of the Jedi. And you just kick the Phantom Menace out because it was terrible. So that's called Machete Order.
Pod racing.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck that was about. But let's, it's Star Wars.
He has Tourette's.
Is so fucking awesome that it redefined a whole new genre of movies. It created a bunch of industries for George Lucas. It's fantastic.
How did it redefine movies? What genre did it create?
Because
it didn't create sci-fi.
No, it's space fantasy. It's not sci-fi.
Oh, space fantasy.
It's space fantasy.
Oh my god.
And all of there was no types of special effects before they made them up in Star Wars. Which I won't call A New Hope, but the original Star Wars.
My main problem with Star Wars, and I always feel like, by the way, I'm the guy who's the wah-wah, who's like, yeah, it's good, but it sucks. But regardless, I will be that guy again, because that's, I guess, who I am. But I think I'll start off by saying Star Wars is incredibly creative. It's really revolutionary. It's a thing, especially nowadays, the originality of it. I feel like everything is so redone because there's no original ideas. And when there is an original idea, even if I don't like it, I appreciate it for its ingenuity, I guess, so to speak. My main gripe with Star Wars, and I want to see if you could defend this, is that I feel that it lives off the greatness of the first movies that were done in the 70s or early 80s, comprised the first three that they did. And when realistically, when you think about it, they didn't even have the technology to really do those movies as good as they could be done now. And with all that technology and special effects and everything going on, all the movies basically piggybacked off of the great scripts and great acting, for lack thereof, at the time the special effects were amazing, of those movies. I feel that all those new movies made are crap.
Okay, well, even The Force Awakens?
The newest one was the best one. I will give you that, but the best one of what?
Right.
It's like saying, yeah,
you're the tallest midget. I got it.
Right. Or Police Academy 7 was better than 6. Like, right. Who cares?
Well, the original ones, first of all, the dialogue in Star Wars sucks. Okay? It's actually the when you think about the stuff that they say to each other, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But it's the fantasy of it's a basic trope.
Like midichlorians?
No. Midichlorians are in the prequels. So we're talking about the original trilogy. So Nick's saying it all lived off of the original trilogy, right? The OT is as we call it. Okay,
I'm an OG of the OT.
The original trilogy has it, like you said, special effect. There's so much to unpack there, but it goes with this basic Joseph Campbell's kind of story of the hero. How he goes on a how this kid doesn't want to go on a journey. He's reluctant. He eventually has to because something happens in his life. He's taken on this path. Eventually, he has a mentor. Eventually, the mentor leaves him, and he has to do it on his own. These are like usual tropes you see in a lot of stories. And in the '70s, you didn't get a lot of that shit. You got very grungy, downtrodden type movies. In fact, like a movie like Rocky, which had a very positive ending, even though he didn't win. Spoiler alert, he doesn't win the original Rocky. If you haven't seen it,
you've
in
totally
40 years.
Ruined that for me.
But, you know, it was good to go to the movies and feel good because in the 70s, it was always about depressing shit in the movies. And Star Wars really made you feel good.
No, it absolutely did. And once again, I mean,
you can't take it too seriously.
It was great script, so original. James Earl Jones's voice alone as Darth Vader. I mean, there's James Earl Jones. Morgan Freeman and Patrick Stewart could talk about me taking a dump,
right?
And it sounds amazing, and that alone is just incredible.
That would be awesome if you could pay them to do that.
If they could talk about anything, it would be interesting.
Well, now they have Morgan Freeman on Waze doing all your navigation. Oh, that's fantastic. So pretty much you could fall asleep at the wheel.
Oh my God,
that'd be great.
That does sound unbelievable. But anyway, but getting back, I digress. The first three movies I thought were really great, very creative. The original, the idea in general is incredible, but I just feel once again that they came out with these other movies because it's a money grab, as usual with Hollywood, and they piggybacked off the success of the other ones. And I mean, look, good for them. I mean, they're making money. Everybody's making money, but... Not even close to as good as the original three. Not even close.
Okay, but the original movies, yeah, I agree, are way better than the prequels. I don't even watch the prequels. Once in a while, maybe. Maybe Revenge of the Sith, and that's supposed to be the good one, and it still sucks. But it felt like he was always just trying to shoehorn everything in to make everything... pan out for those original those original trilogy movies, you know. And I won't, so let's just start off with this basic fact, right? He was this independent filmmaker, right? He does all of this ingenue type, like this really out there stuff, like THX 1187, I think that was his first film. This early 70s type Stanley Kubrick / Francis Ford Coppola, this is how he envisions himself, George Lucas, right? And he creates this thing and he does it. And he becomes, within a couple of years, the man. He went from being this independent filmmaker to being the man, being the guy who runs multiple companies, the guy who's a billionaire and all that stuff. Do you think that that's kind of what fucked up the later movies, is because he was too successful?
Absolutely. I think like anything else, like you'll see, and perfect example, I would say, and I know we did the podcast about our comedies, comedians. You got a guy, perfect example, Adam Sandler, a guy like Eddie Murphy. They made these unbelievable comedies in the beginning. You know, they were hungry. Maybe they were more in touch with pop culture and society and timing because it was their age and it was everything else. And then all of a sudden it was just like, hey, man, these guys will pay me to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. Look at Robert De Niro, for Christ's sake. This guy was in a movie called The Intern.
Yeah.
With Anne Hathaway. Jesus Christ. I mean,
he does a lot of shitty movies, Robert.
He does a lot.
For an acting icon, he does it. It's always like, I feel like he's going broke. He's always in movies.
You know what?
Well, like, Johnny Depp does the exact same thing, but he's doing it for his kids. He really doesn't care. He's just doing it for the money.
Yeah, but Johnny Depp still makes really, really, really good movies. What was about... All right, Transcendence. Blue.
Transcendence.
Blue. But, I mean, all the Pirates of the Caribbean are unbelievable movies.
Yeah, wait for the next one.
And he's acting and acting well in those movies. You got Pacino and De Niro, two guys who were such good actors. And you're like, seriously? Now look, if I had the luxury of being them, would I probably do the same thing? I probably would. But there should be a it's the craft.
What was the
artwork.
What was the last good movie that either of them did? Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, where you went, wow.
Oh, man. Raging Bull?
Raging Bull.
No, oh, yeesh.
I mean, he's funny in some of the movies.
Okay.
Like Meet the Parents, he was funny in.
Yeah, I would say, and it's ironic, not ironic, it's coincidental, I would say. Heat, I think.
Okay.
And they both
like
were in it.
92, right?
They both were in it. So, yeah, that's why I say it's coincidental,
it's
not ironic.
22 years, 24 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably missing a couple, and if you
he won for best
we get an overwhelming amount of fan mail. So
yes,
if you can
do.
Maybe go to our Facebook page or whatever, I'll read it if I have the time. But it, you know, there's so many emails.
So much.
We're blowing up.
Yeah,
you know, like a Zika.
I think eight.
The Zika
we
virus.
We have 8 subscribers now, and three, only 3 are related to us. So that's,
but yeah,
that's,
but I just you know.
All right. So first of all, before we go off into the Robert De Niro and Al Pacino thing, first of all, Al Pacino won Best Actor for Scent of a Woman, and he wasn't that great in that. And I always feel like he's playing Al Pacino now.
Oh, that's what happens when you're that big of an actor. You're playing yourself, and that's what people pay for. You know,
Christopher Walken.
Yes. Yeah. That's.
I don't
that's
think
true.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he's awesome. He's,
you know,
he's awesome.
You know, I think
now he has the freedom to do that since he has his wonderful Oscar.
Right. And
but
you know,
he's not, he doesn't have that.
And Christian Bale never plays Christian Bale. He's crazy.
Christian Bale's a great actor.
Yeah. He's always doing something different. So the newer actors, maybe, and De Niro was that way, right? I mean, I can think of The Untouchables where he gained all that weight to become Al Capone. And he lost all that weight for Raging Bull, got in sick shape. Then he gained it to be Jake LaMotta, the old Jake LaMotta.
Yeah. But I think it's like anything.
Well,
even
like Seth Rogen. He plays Seth Rogen.
Right.
Right. Exactly. There's certain actors that just play themselves, and that's what they get hired for. That's what people look for. You
nobody
know?
Nobody would think that. Nobody would confuse Mark Hamill with fucking Robert De Niro. Okay, he's not an excellent actor.
No, but getting back to once again, we've gone
off the trail.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely gone off the rails with this one. But yeah, I respect Star Wars. I love the first three. Even though I wouldn't even call myself a Star Wars fan, I think they're really creative movies and very, very entertaining. But then it just, I don't know, every single one of them. The last one was good. It was solid. But I think I'm comparing them to the other ones. I mean, I don't know, man. Even the casting. I mean, Christian Hayden as Darth Vader. And then Kylo
Christensen.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I totally flip-flopped that one. Yeah. And the guy who played Kylo Ren. When he took off,
he was great.
When he took off his helmet, I thought I was looking at a Vidal Sassoon fucking commercial. What, like, who? This dude is the most unimposing bad guy I've ever seen in my life. It was the most anticlimactic moment in my life.
I love it because he's like a little bitch.
You might as well pulled off the helmet and a bunny rabbit popped out. I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you didn't see anything but like,
wow, he was good on Undercover Boss.
Yeah, because that was funny. Oh my god!
I thought Adam Driver did a fantastic job, but look, I think we'll separate the original trilogy from the prequels. And the prequels, I think, you know, the two things with the prequels were CGI just came out, and he just fell in love with CGI. He CGI'd everything, so there's no actual sets in those fucking prequels. There's just like stairs against a blue screen, and they're walking down like a big monumental staircase, but it's really just some metal stairs that they constructed on set against the blue screen. They just did all this bullshit. They, you know, you have like Ewan McGregor, who I think did the best he could, you know, acting the shit out of things, but he's not
I
even looking
too.
At anything. He's going against CGI characters, and look, I don't care how good a fucking actor you are. It eventually shows.
Wait, didn't he originally not want to do it?
I don't remember him not want to do it. I mean, when that shit came out, when The Phantom Menace has made over $1 billion. Okay? Remember, it is one of, I think it's below Titanic as one of the highest grossing films of all time. Because in its re-releases and in its original release, everybody couldn't wait to see it. It sucks, but
the only thing
it made
I'm surprised at is that it's behind a movie. Because like you said, the anticipation of it was mammoth. You know, I mean, you know, and once again, the newest one was good, but I don't know, is it good because I'm comparing it to the last couple of bombs? Yeah. I don't know.
I think that George Lucas, and that there's a whole documentary called The People Versus George Lucas, and also you'd love that, Nick. It's all Star Wars nerds. They're always bitching about everything because they're just like, oh, look what he did in the prequels, and they're always comparing the prequels to the original trilogy, and their biggest gripe is he just got too successful.
Mm.
He got too successful and he got lazy.
Well, at least he didn't At least he didn't ruin it like he did with Indiana Jones.
Oh my God. Yeah. And South Park, let me tell you. Once again, South Park having their fingers on the pulse of pop culture and society itself. That episode, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, where they get, where is the Jodie Foster
Jones
thing.
And oh my goodness gracious, that was unbelievable. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, everybody was so devastated with Han Solo, Harrison Ford's character dying. I mean, I don't know about you, but
Wait, he died? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was standing there being like, he's gonna die of natural causes in this movie. I thought he was gonna drop dead because he looked old as shit in that movie.
I thought he was great.
Oh my, look, he's a great actor. I love Harrison Ford and he's a great actor, but good God, he looked worse for wear. I mean, he did not look healthy at all in that movie. Come on. God, they should have been. It looked like every minute he was going off screen to get dialysis done. He looked like he was 1,000 years old.
Right, and there's so many eyes on it, and again, we'll kick the prequels out. But The Force Awakens, I thought, did everything it needed to do. It paid enough fan service to all the old shit, and then you have a story going forward. So now, you know, where is the story going to go? No one thought that Rey was going to be the Jedi, and she ends up being the Jedi.
Right.
All right. They thought that Finn was going to be. I love the fact that Kylo Ren's a bitch and that he's emotional and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we overthink it because we invest too much in it. And I wouldn't say I'm not that guy who dresses up but I do have an X-Wing on my shelf right now.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of...
No, you're totally not that guy.
I do not fucking dress up. Speaking of which, sure, we want to play a little clip.
Wait, I dressed up as Kylo Ren for Halloween.
Yeah, well, that's your fucking problem. We're going to play a clip from Triumph the Insult Comic Dog when he went to the Attack of the Clones premiere back in 2002. And these are the people that I would say I'm not one of, even though Nick is kind of hinting that I am. So we're going to let Triumph take it.
It's premiere night here for Attack of the Clones, but outside the Ziegfeld Theater is the real show, Return of the Dorks. Thousands of 35-year-old men waiting days, even months, for just a taste of George Lucas's table scraps. Lonely men who have never had sex, not even with a Catholic priest.
I'm here with, you're dressed as a huge nerd.
Yes, yes.
No, what, seriously, you're supposed to be...
I'm supposed to be a Jedi.
You're a Jedi Knight, yes. And what are the principles of a Jedi Knight?
To always defend truth and justice throughout the galaxy.
And to eat a lot of peanut M&Ms.
All right, that's Triumph. If you ever want to see that, it's all off of YouTube. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog visits the Attack of the Clones premiere. Nick and I first saw it back when the first DVD that Triumph put out. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing.
And we have met Triumph and Robert Smigel, so you know we're buddies.
Oh my God, I don't want to say we're longtime friends.
You can find it on Matt's Facebook somewhere.
Yeah, it's definitely there.
It should be though. Yeah. That's a moment you need to share with the
world.
You
need to share with that. Robert Smigel was awesome.
I may or may not have a T-shirt with a picture of it, me meeting Triumph, and it's in a shape of a heart.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, you know, there's these crazy nerds, and they get really obsessed and really worried about everything. But when you look at, you know, I was really getting into it and listening to all these podcasts and watching all these YouTube reviews about Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and they get into such minutia, and they come up. I mean, some of these fan theories are ridiculous. Some of them are amazing because they can actually they're pretty thoughtful. That they put a lot of thought into this, and Yaakov was just showing us before we started this podcast one about Jar Jar Binks being a Sith Lord,
the Sith Master.
That sounds
the higher up.
Interesting.
Somebody cuts the video together for that. I mean, that's impressive.
It is. There's a lot of talented people out there, but there's a lot of losers with time on their hands.
Right.
That, you know, I don't have a job. I'll just freaking think about this and cut up video and put it on the internet.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, it goes back to, remember this argument in the movie Pretty Woman, right? When Jason Alexander was playing like his his lawyer telling him, you know, that he has to, that they want to cut a deal with this guy. They're going to buy out this company. And he tell, and Richard Gere tells Jason Alexander, we don't build anything. Like, all we do is we just buy companies and sell them for parts. We don't make anything. Because then Jason Alexander says, we make money. And Richard Gere says, you know, that's not enough. What I think about with these people is that they don't, it's good to love something, but you got to, you know, for all the shit you can give George Lucas, he made something, you know, and even if he fucked it up later on a little bit, he was trying. There was effort there. You know, you just, people who just stand around and critique and say, well, this sucks and that sucks, they make me fucking sick.
No, it's true. And also, if you need to learn anything else about life or how things go, if you look for inspiration, watch Pretty Woman.
Right. Pretty Woman is really...
Yeah, and if you're going to... I got to say, pulling out the Jason Alexander out of your ass from... Well, I mean, because most people just know him from Seinfeld, but I'm impressed and horrified at the same time.
You could be you could be horrified all you want, but there was a good fucking clip. You could have terrible movies.
I'm not saying that
I want my daughter to be a prostitute so maybe she meets a fucking millionaire. I'm saying that it was a good clip.
It definitely is a movie I get inspiration from.
Yeah. All right, well,
and I would quote.
Right. Well, at least
reference to make points.
Right.
About
at least,
things.
You know, George Lucas tries, and a lot of these guys.
I agree.
You know, they stand around.
Not
and
about
they,
Pretty
they
Woman.
They critique, but, you know, he's created it. I think, and you disagree with me. He's created a whole new genre. He's created in sci-fi fantasy. Science fantasy.
You said space.
Space fantasy.
Space fantasy.
Space fantasy. It was a space opera. Remember, there's music all along.
Now it's an opera.
Everything. It's a space opera,
oh,
Nick.
Christ.
Because there's music. He scores every part of that.
Yes. But if you play sound in space, can you hear it?
Right. But it's on the planets that you can hear it.
Oh.
Okay. That's how that works.
I don't know.
It's on the planets that you can hear it.
We're going to have Stephen Hawking on the next podcast to confirm or deny
whether you can
space operas.
You can't hear.
I don't
in space,
agree.
But you can hear something,
Matt,
in the atmosphere. Did you want to say something, Yaakov? You got a lot closer to me.
Matthew is wrong.
Yaakov had to use my mic today because
space opera just blew Yaakov's mind.
With that one, it's a fucking space opera.
So no, like Matt was saying before, like it opened up like this whole brand new universe. That's why Disney's gonna milk the money.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. Like, what are they supposed
along with
to do?
The creativity?
You know, don't see. I get a lot of shit, and I know a lot of people listen to this, especially my friends, because they know my political leanings. I get a lot of shit about, you know, where I stand politically. But I believe that, you know, I also believe in fucking capitalism. They bought the damn thing. They could do whatever they want with it. They could flush it down the fucking toilet.
100%.
I mean, like, it's good that they're actually, in my opinion, I think it's good that they're actually expanding the entire universe because there's so much to cover. Might as well make a shit ton of money out of it, you know?
I agree, but...
It's fucking genius.
You know, I agree they bought the rights, and hey, milk it for all it's worth, but I don't have to like it. And I don't have to think that it's original or creative as the first three were, and I see it for what it is.
So when you're watching that movie, right, when Kylo Ren gets into that fight with Finn, and Finn is just totally overmatched... Right, and Kylo Ren's like toying with him, and he fucks him up, and Finn falls down, and whatever. And then he goes to get Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, and it flies past him and goes to Rey. You didn't go. Yeah, like you didn't think that was badass.
I thought I could really use some more popcorn at this moment.
I hit
the kernels of
my
the
God.
Bowl.
You're so full of shit.
And I'm like, I need
You're so
to,
full of shit.
You're right. I am full of shit because I maybe didn't watch it in the movie theater like some people.
You watched it on your computer?
I know. I heard about it from friends. And we had a puppet show at my house. And they're like, oh,
did the lady come by and go,
it's amazing.
CD, DVD. Did they come by the firehouse?
Yeah. No, not at all. Okay. I did watch it in the movie theater. I'm joking around. I'm just embarrassed that I spent $18 on a bowl of popcorn.
Did you
needed it refilled?
Did you wear the 3D glasses and everything too?
No, I can't watch. I sometimes I get sick when I go to... It's true. I'm sorry. I get motion sickness even if I'm in like that IMAX theater that we went to see Batman. We may have been online at 3 o'clock in the morning to see one of the Batman movies.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's true or false, but
two,
we may have.
2:30
allegedly. And I
listen,
get
Nick,
motion
it wasn't online.
I can't watch 3 hours of 3D glasses. I can't do it.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. It was my only option in Dallas, though, so I had to wear it. Arlington, whatever the fuck I was.
Yes, but I did see it in the amazing, majestic. I mean, how else do you watch Star Wars movies but in the movie theater? But I couldn't watch. I can't watch a whole movie in 3D. I just can't do it as much as I'd like to.
Wait, you didn't see Avatar in 3D?
No, I actually didn't. I actually saw Avatar on DVD, which I was totally ripped off. And I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. So I was very upset after I finished it because I said, damn, this would have been great to see in 3D.
Yeah, I felt that way about Gravity.
Oh, I didn't. Oh,
I didn't
no,
see Gravity in movie. I saw it on TV and at my house. So I thought
see,
it sucked.
I got Gravity for free thanks to Google Play. Shout out to Android and Google.
Right.
Say that's the youth knowing
yeah,
the ins
yeah
and
Google
outs.
Google needed that shout out.
I'm like, where's the VHS tape for this?
We're not getting paid to doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, until Google fucking sponsors us.
Well, you know, I don't wanna, they've been knocking on my door lately.
Well, I think that you're if you weren't psyched at that, then I just think you're not like you're not a human being. Like she,
like, I thought that was great because like the trailers hyped it up that
Finn
will be the main Jedi and stuff, and Rey will just be like a side character.
Right,
and then they just twist it around.
And she's badass, and
no, she is.
And that was fun to see. It's something you don't normally see. You know, forget the woman part of it, but you could just go with the part that she's kind of a Luke Skywalker character, yeah. But she's also a young kid. The good part, the good triumphs over the evil. That's all beautiful shit. That's like when you go to see Rocky, you want to see Rocky win. You know, it's okay. You go to the movies to have a good time.
So it's suddenly a Disney princess.
Right. And you know, unlike most operas, this particular space opera usually ends up, you know, with a good ending that we could all kind of get behind.
That's,
you know,
that's true. I just don't know where they're taking it now. I don't know what the end game is with this whole...
There's a lot of fan theories on this
thing.
You know,
I don't know.
I haven't gotten, you know, unfortunately, I get into these YouTube loops. And I watch some of these channels where these guys go over it in painstaking detail. So, like, today, the Captain America trailer came out. And they've already have things on YouTube with guys breaking down the Captain America trailer. And yeah.
My goal is to have that much time on my hands to do things like this.
Well, they do it professionally. And then, what's the other one? Ooh, the Game of Thrones trailer the other day.
Oh, yes. God, I love that show.
And is there, like, the Ice King at the end of that?
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, yes.
So, you
yes.
know, they spend 20 minutes talking about what the Ice King means and what's going to happen. Forget the Jon Snow part.
That show is so amazing.
Well, you know, you can just read the books.
Right. Yeah, if you have 40,000
no, wait a
hours
minute.
On your hands.
They've passed the books.
Yeah, they have passed the books. That is true. That's a great point.
I have
point.
Not watched Game of Thrones, and I do not plan on watching Game of Thrones.
Well, that's crazy. That's
you
crazy.
You are insane.
That's like saying I don't want to go see... I don't like fucking the sun.
I don't like pizza.
Yeah. I don't like babies and puppies.
And
I
rainbows.
I fell asleep to the first episode. It was that boring.
You're fucking crazy.
My God. It's fucking crazy. I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't be on this show.
Yeah, I know. I think we have to kick him off now because...
He's so much more talented and knowledgeable about all this than us.
Though. Yeah. But speaking blasphemy. But, you know, I just think that Star Wars... I'm not alone in loving Star Wars. I do understand where people could think it's fucking weird. If you dress up as a Jedi and go watch the damn game. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you think that you can excuse this with people?
I can. Yeah. I can. Because you know what? I'm the type of person, if you're not hurting anybody and it makes you feel good, I'll just do it. Have fun. Life's too short. You want to dress up like a fucking Wookiee and run around. If you're not hurting anybody, you're having fun, go for it. I mean, I love it. But once again, I could sit here and say, weird. To me.
Wait,
you know,
Nick, didn't
my
you dress
opinion.
Up as Rambo for Rambo 2?
No, I did not. I would have.
Right.
But I did not.
I guess some people would say it's akin to us wearing jerseys to go to a football game.
I mean, I may one Halloween have dressed up like Elf.
Yeah.
From with the Will Ferrell classic, right. You know, for Christmas. But with
that's
that
not because you
said,
loved Elf. That was just because it was a good costume.
A kick ass. I mean, anytime you could wear yellow spandex right. and pointy shoes.
But you don't
I say
dress up
for
as
it.
Elf and go watch Elf in the movie.
No,
theater.
No, no. I'm not. No, I'm not insane. I'm not mentally unstable.
Right, but that's what it, I, you know. And then, but you call him mentally unstable. You just said that it was. You know,
yeah,
do
but
whatever
that's
you gotta
one
do.
Movie. This is like a cult classic. This is a trilogy. It's more than a trilogy. It's
like seven movies now.
Yeah, it's a total. I get how people get into it, and it's fine. It's harmless. It's good fun, you know. But all I'm saying is that you know, just because you made three amazing movies doesn't mean you get a pass for what is it? Three other shitty movies that
he
don't
did
even
do
stack
Jones.
Up. No, I'm not talking about George Lucas's directing and producing
career.
Oh,
he's a horrible director.
I'm just talking about Star Wars, you know? I mean, it's...
Well, J.J. Abrams did a fantastic job with the last one.
Well, I still think that they suck ass, the newest ones. And well, but the last one wasn't as bad as the other ones. But I think, once again, it's comparatively speaking... I don't know. I don't know if it's... I don't know.
Well, they're going to go somewhere.
I don't know if it's playing if Jedi it's, mind tricks on
it
me.
It might be. It might be. Remember, that you understand the whole... When you see the original trilogy, it makes a lot more sense when you put all three movies together. Same might be true of this, these three that they're going to make now. So when you see the next one, it might make a lot more sense as to what was going on. You know, what does Maz Kanata's castle mean? What happens when she... What was all that flashback when she touched everything? She saw all the stuff that happened in the past. What does all that mean? Are they brother and sister? Are they cousins? Like, what you know, her and Kylo Ren. Is Luke her father? There's all that stuff that's involved. I also... The only thing I don't like is everybody has to be like, why can't there be people in the world who have the Force in this universe that aren't related to the Skywalkers? Why can't they just... Don't people just have the Force?
Yeah, it's...
Genetics.
Yeah.
It's like saying, you know, everybody who plays baseball has to be related to Babe Ruth or
yeah,
something like
that. I agree. I mean, it's...
So that's the only thing people are like, well,
so
you know...
So controlling.
No, it doesn't have to be a Skywalker, whatever. All right. I think we're getting off on a tangent again. But my ultimate point in all of this was that Star Wars is fucking awesome. And going to see it five times does not make me a loser.
Obsessive, maybe.
Maybe. And I think it teaches some good lessons.
What are you looking for in the fourth and fifth time of seeing it? Are you trying to memorize every line?
Really? Because you really, we just had a whole podcast about top 10 comedy movies, and you said that, you know, you...
But what can't you wait for that you would not... Like you're going to get it on DVD, obviously, right. And dress up as an as a
I'm not gonna dress up
as Chewbacca and watch it. Like so why would you not? Why would you have to say, "Oh, I gotta watch it this time because I might because
I miss things. I miss things."
Kylo Ren having a temper tantrum. Like right. What's?
I mean, like I saw Deadpool twice, and I was able to catch all the missing stuff and all the language that he was throwing out there. So that was actually beneficial.
Right, but what in watching from if you watched it twice to five times would you be? You know, blown away by what's the
you just pick up other things, so you
like
know.
A boom mic dropping in,
no,
like Shaft.
Well, Nick, you forget that Matt goes to pee like four times during the film,
right? So I miss things.
Well played,
that's
sir.
True.
That's true.
Yeah, well,
good point. He does
right. So now I just have to pick the different times I can pee.
He gets so aggravated because I want to sit in the middle of the theater, and he's like, because he knows he has to leave the aisle, and yeah, it's right. True.
Yeah. Well, he has to sit in the middle of the fucking theater, like, you know, he's King Solomon.
Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit to the left. King Solomon never went to the movies. That's absurd.
I'm just saying, like, you're the throne.
Like the Knights of the Round Table. I don't know. Did they have a movie projector screen?
Like, whoever the king of the movies is, like Roger Ebert, he's dead. Whatever. I just think it's awesome. I don't apologize for liking it, but...
No, you shouldn't. I'm just saying it's been overrated because of what's come out recently, in my mind.
Okay.
Just one intelligent, smart, good-looking person's opinion is.
Right. Oh, Yaakov?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you know what's also fucked up? Is that you went to see it without me because I could have seen it six times if I went with you.
And I'm selfish. What can I say?
You really are a dick. All right. Well, I don't have any way to wrap this up. I'm not going to convince you of anything. Will you go see the next Star Wars movie when it comes out? They're gonna have what is it, Rogue Squadron in December?
Well, did they move it to next year?
Next year is Rogue Squadron, which is the one about the Death Star, where they get the plans of the Death Star.
Yeah, or I thought it was like Knights of Ren. That's what they're gonna go over that. I have no idea.
In 2 years, Episode 8.
I don't know. Matt watches way more fantasies and like the fiction stuff on YouTube and like the fan theories, so he knows way more than me.
Right. Okay. Whatever makes yourself feel better, Yakov. Were you gonna go see the next one, Nick?
I guess it depends.
You're gonna wait for DVD.
It depends on the trailer.
The trailer.
If the trailer grabs me, all 19 of them that come out, I may go see it. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. If it's going to be another Vidal Sassoon commercial of Kylo Ren and his hair and mane.
You don't like that he was majestic. A little bitch or that, you know.
I want my villains to be like, oh my God. Like, I want to poop my pants. When I'm like, oh my God, this guy is scared. Darth Vader with James Earl Jones' voice. I was like, holy Moses, this guy is scared. This guy took off his mask, and I'm like, this guy looks like a delivery guy for 1-800-Flowers. Like, he's not at all scary.
Okay. I agree, but I think he's a more complex character.
I'm more simple. I'm simply... Come on, man. Give me scary. Give me intimidating.
Well, how about scary? Well, let's think next. The next movie we're going to review is definitely going to be Batman vs. Superman. Right.
Okay.
So, do you think Lex Luthor is?
I was hoping for Zootopia.
Point being,
Lex Luthor is scary.
You think I agree with Jesse Eisenberg being cast as Lex Luthor? Absolutely not.
Right. But even Gene Hackman wasn't scary.
But he's not Lex Luthor is a maniacal brainiac. So maybe he shouldn't be scared. Maybe get away with that. Like I was totally.
What about Tom Hardy as Bane? Was he scary?
Yes, he was awesome. Awesome. Are you kidding me? The voice, and then he was jacked out of his mind. Oh my God. Tom Hardy is awesome.
I think Tom Hardy's a great actor. I don't know if he was so scary as me. I thought Heath Ledger was very scary as
fucking
Joker. And
Heath Ledger, by the way, when they announced he was Joker, I wanted to throw myself from my balcony from the sixth floor of my apartment. Right. And he was incredible. But he was scary. He's frightening. He was great. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel if you're gonna be billed as this big time villain, you gotta live up to it. You can't be like complex, like an onion. I don't want to see your layers. I'll give a shit. I
just gotta
see
be
it.
Bad.
It's gotta be badass.
Okay,
that's it.
All right, I gotcha.
Come on,
Suicide Squad. That's right. We got it. When's that coming out?
August 5th.
Oh, it's a long time. Well, Batman v Superman will be the next thing we go together as a family. To watch. You gonna come with us, Yakov?
Yeah, 100%.
Sitting by the aisle so Matt can urinate.
Whatever.
Times.
Doesn't fucking matter. Guess
Nick,
what?
I'll sit with you in the middle.
I appreciate it. You're the only person we usually leave a space between us.
Yeah,
but you could sit between us.
You're skinny enough. You could sit between
us. Yeah, you're svelte.
Yeah. And plus, we won't be laughing at it.
Damn you and your metabolism.
So we definitely won't be laughing. And that's actually coming out, 2 weeks? 25th? That would be 2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in 2 weeks, that might be we're up on episode 5. This might be episode 7 of our podcast by that point. We don't get, Warner Brothers isn't going to send us a pre-distribution copy.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, we have like 10 subscribers, so.
Do they know we have a Facebook page now?
We do. And speaking of which, Nick, thanks for bringing that up. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/StreetSmartsPodcast. So please make sure you like us on Facebook.
You didn't know about that segue skill that
I
have.
That was awesome. I have a new Twitter, Street Smart Matt, which is all about this podcast, and I'll put the links to each new episode every week. And one of these days we'll get Nick on Twitter as well.
One of these millenniums.
And well, folks, thanks so much. I mean, we haven't resolved anything except to say that I guess I'm a huge nerd. But I don't mind. And Nick's fucking cool.
And I'm right.
Right. Nick's correct and I'm wrong. Say goodbye, Yakov.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Nick.
May the force be with you.
And yes, may the force be with all of you. We will see you next time on Street Smarts. Once again, email us at streetsmartspodcast@gmail.com. Always be positive. You know, we like positive.
I'm smart.
And you don't have to, if it's negative, you know, go fuck yourself.